This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay ass accent, them cheap ass cigars, your yuck mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
Fourth pack is back, cause I'm mass destruction. Guess who's here? The bad boys arrest me. Just in competition when the war does their mission. Not no mercy, see the rain start the street. If you don't know, you better find out the war pack. Prove a point, number one, best believe that you don't want to tussle with them. I'll be there for them, coming to green with them. You're never walking out again until you're back on the war path. Don't turn your back on the war path. You might wind up in a body bag.
And welcome to the Click Nation Podcast. I'm your host, Tim D-O-double-G. And as always, I'm joined by my brother in arms, Mr. Adam Black.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's the Adam Black. Hope you enjoy tonight.
And we're also joined by Mr. Banff.
Evening, bitches.
And like I said, go on.
I'm sorry, and we're going to try and entertain you tonight, as usual,
as we always do.
Right. There may be a pole and stripping involved. I don't know.
You have to stay tuned to see.
Yes.
And like I said, we are the Click Nation. You can find us on our website, www.theclicknation.com, and follow us on Twitter at @theclicknation. We've got a Facebook fan page. Facebook.com/TheClickNation. We're on Google Plus. Search for Click Nation or The Click Nation. And make sure to subscribe and follow us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. And basically, tonight's show's theme is going to be some current news items we're going to delve into and talk about, give our points of view. Drop a little knowledge on y'all.
Right.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Take that, bad boy, baby.
Take that.
Harlem on the rise.
All right, enough Diddy impressions. Go ahead.
And on to some news. This section of the Click Nation Podcast is brought to you by the Adam Black.
All right, y'all. We're going to bounce all over the news stratosphere. Nothing world news. You know, I'm no Peter Jennings, but, you know, we'll talk about it, all types of pop culture and TV and movie stuff. Earlier, before the pay-per-view WWE had over the weekend, Extreme Rules, Rey Mysterio was suspended for 60 days. This is his second violation of the wellness policy. Supposedly he tested, per an insider, he tested positive for amphetamines. Rey claimed he did not test positive for anything that would result in suspension, but could not produce a prescription for it. As a result, he was suspended. Poor Rey.
Wow, Rey.
Rey just needs to hang it up.
I mean, you know, it's dude. I mean, you popping pain pills now, dude. That's all this is. I mean, Rey. we love you, but God, sit down, dude. It's okay. You've been wrestling for 20 years. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? Sit down, get inducted in the Hall of Fame next year. It'll be great.
Mm-hmm. It worked for Edge.
Hey,
exactly. Well, Edge had a, you know, a serious neck problem that, you know, basically he had to do it or else.
Well, he could be in the same position.
Right, Ray's knees are jacked up. Y'all, Ray's knees been jacked up for years and shit, taking pain pills all day, every day. I mean, he's not getting prescription, and if he's not getting a prescription for it, I mean, come on. Not that I'm saying that he has, you know, that he's gotten a hold of these pain pills in a non-ethical way. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, that's definitely not a good thing. If, you know, if you're sitting there, you're popping pain pills and you don't have a prescription for them. You know, I mean, I'm pretty sure we've all done it at one point in time. But, you know, this dude's a wrestler. He's constantly in pain. You know, he could get addicted at any point in time. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, that's just my point. You know, well, I like Ray. I want, you know, I'd like to keep Ray around. But, hell, I mean, his health is more important than our entertainment. So.
As always.
Is he up to 6 months being gone?
Well, let's see. I think, when did he get hurt? After SummerSlam last year? Or, you know, fake storyline out there? I think it was after SummerSlam. So, yeah, I think that is about 6+ months.
Well, if it was SummerSlam, yeah, it'd be almost a year now.
Almost a year. Yeah.
That's true.
It'd be, yeah. So, yeah, 6 days, yeah, it'd be almost here by the time he's ready to come back.
Mm-hmm.
So, you have to, they only have a, what's the, Mystico, or what's that guy's name?
Oh, you talking about Sin Cara?
Sin Cara, they only have Sin Cara to sell the mask.
he called a dude Mystico.
That's his Mexican name before he came to the E.
And then became like one of the biggest disappointments as far as
he has a wellness violation also, doesn't he?
That is true. Yeah, that is true. He had his first.
What was his?
I think it was steroids. I'd have to look it up, but yeah, I think it was. I can't remember if it was steroids or for something else, and I think he wound up getting in trouble. For that as well, for talking about it.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the E don't like you to talk about suspensions. It don't matter. You know, I think he was.
Well, you shouldn't. I don't think you should. I mean, you know. I mean, it's going to get out there anyway. You know, they don't need you running your damn mouth about it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's going to get out there anyway, but I mean, you know, that's, I mean, any business that you're in, you know, they, if you work for the business, they don't want anything like that put out there. I mean, they should know the fuck out of, you know, I know you're a wrestler, but there's a certain level of professionalism you got to have.
Yeah. Kind of like, Dwight Howard and what's his name? Stan Van Gundy.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Most awkward situation I've ever seen on TV in my life. I'm like, oh God.
But just how the size difference made it look weird too.
Yeah, he comes in, hey, what's going on, everybody?
Heard you're talking that shit.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, elephant in the room. Elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of basketball, last night the Heat beat the Knicks in game 2, and Amari Stoudemire decided to take his frustrations out on a fire extinguisher glass case.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's out for game 3, definitely.
Yeah, he's out the rest of the series.
Oh, well.
People have already started photoshopping different outfits or different scenarios with Amari and fire extinguishers.
Yes. Like I said, I saw your Twitter banter about that. That was hilarious. Mm-hmm. I giggled.
Derrick Rose tore his ACL Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that poor guy. He can't catch a break.
Right. Right. And Mr. Rajon Rondo screamed at a official and was suspended.
Well, he bumped the referee according to what I heard.
Yeah, he gave him the little.
And you're not supposed to touch him.
Fuck it, they need a man up. You playing? You professional sports. That's my boy Rondo. Rondo. God.
Yeah.
I got by the damn Celtics, man. What the hell? Fuck.
I'm just all hoping the Hawks don't end up losing game two to them. I guess I need to start adding the intros like the day that we record these shows. This is May 1st, Tuesday, May 1st.
2012,
bitches. May 1st. That's what we do.
In case you're listening to this in the future.
Right. You're officially listening to the past.
I found out, supposedly Sin Cara said in the interview that when he tested positive for whatever it was, it was for a routine injection for an injured knee in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. So they give steroids freely in Mexico?
Possibly.
My word.
They're like juju beans.
Like, but, hey nigga, you want a snicker? You know.
But I don't know, because I'm a cynic and I'm a wrestling fan. It's like, yeah. Which, is not, that's odd. But anyway. When you hear about wellness violations, don't you kind of get do you do an eye roll or it's like, well.
I mean,
he probably did it.
Yeah. Well, I said wellness violation. I think they just say wellness violation as a kind of a catch-all for all things, all drug types of drugs they may pop positive for. I think that's all that is. Mm-hmm. Instead of them saying, because they don't want to say, we're suspending Rey Mysterio because he popped positive for weed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's their superstars. Kids love these wrestlers, and you don't want to put that out there for the kids. So that's why I think why they say wellness violation. It's a nice kind of sugarcoating, for
it. Yeah. But do you think? I don't know. I just always do the, especially the eye roll. I was like, well, okay, he did it. He probably did it. Oh well.
I mean, fuck it. They're wrestlers. They ain't angels. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you hear a lot more about that sort of thing in wrestling because of the history of steroids in wrestling. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably why you do the eye roll thing, because it's like, oh God, here we go again, another wrestler with some kind of drug in his system. Mm-hmm. But they're humans, they make mistakes, we hold them to a higher esteem than we probably should, but
they're almost seen like athletes.
Yeah.
I mean, real, sports they are, I will say they are, I view them as athletes because they have to do athletic things in that ring constantly.
Right.
They have to train, therefore they're athletes.
Right. And I dare anybody to take a bump in a damn wrestling ring and not roll up like a little bitch.
that roll into the fetal position.
That shit hurts. I've fallen on my back on a wrestling mat, and it is not fun.
Shoot, I didn't know you had done that.
I just try. I mean, like I said, I forgot where I was, man. I was with my cousin. We went somewhere, and just like, yo, it's a wrestling ring. So, like, we're going to do a bump. Man, fell flat on my back. I was like, God, not all the wind out my ass.
Yeah.
It was like, you know what? This is why I'm not a wrestler. I watch it on television.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, keeping it on wrestling, this past weekend was WWE's pay-per-view, The Extreme Rules, where the one night where WWE goes extreme.
Oh.
I watched it online.
What did you think overall?
I think that's I think that's pretty much the consensus with all pay-per-views these days.
I was mad they had Dolph Ziggler jobbing out to the Funkasaurus.
What?
Yeah. What else frustrated me?
Kooning is alive and well, I see.
Yeah. Oh, they had Ryback kill somebody.
Who?
Right.
Remember Skip Sheffield. He's back as Ryback, his FCW name, Ryback, and the crowd chanted Goldberg at him. Because he was basically, you know, he took on two nobodies, and the nobodies got to cut like a promo, like, yeah, this guy's been taking out people on SmackDown, but we're not scared of him. And I was like, and that went on for like 5 minutes. I was like, is Ryback just going to come out already? Kill these fools.
Chabas.
Yeah, well, you know, that's I think he'll do good being that superhuman, you know, jobber killer than Brodus Clay will.
Well, yeah, Brodus Clay in the comedy gimmick now with Hornswoggle.
No.
And Chris Jericho lost to CM Punk in a Chicago street fight. That was pretty entertaining. I was kind of half watching it. There was a couple near falls. I'm trying to remember exactly how it ended.
I think it was that the Macho Man and Elbow?
Well, yeah, he did the CM Punk put Jericho on the announce table and flew off the turnbuckle and hit an elbow. That wasn't the end, though. He pinned with the go to sleep. Oh, Jericho had took the turnbuckle off, I guess, earlier, and CM Punk like did a reversal and flipped Jericho into it, and Jericho hit his head on the turnbuckle exposed, and he was all like, ah, my head. And then CM Punk picked him up for the go to sleep, hit it, 1, 2, 3.
Okay. Jericho will always use that exposed turnbuckle.
Yeah.
Guess that's his thing.
And John Cena beat Brock Lesnar, surprisingly.
Yeah, that kind of shocked everybody. Everyone's like, well, I mean, it's obvious. Lesnar just got back. Why would Cena beat him?
It was also shocking that the match started and Cena, Brock was stiffing the hell out of Cena.
Busting him wide open from what I heard.
He tackled him and started doing, like, you know, MMA stuff on him on the ground. And he was, like, jamming his elbow into the back of his head and busted him open.
Oh, wow.
And then, they had to stop the referee and whoever trainers had come in there and stop the bleeding. Because, you know, they can't have blood on pay-per-view or shows now. And then they start back up, he tried to add a little more, and then eventually it kind of turned into a
shoot.
No, not a shoot, but like an actual WWE wrestling match.
Oh, okay.
After that, but it was more like a street fight, basically.
Okay. Will somebody tell Brock Lesnar not to try and hurt this man?
Understood. Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do, and Cena had to accept it. But you know, I don't know. It just seems like from the online the stuff I'm hearing, and a lot of people now are accepting Cena because of the fact he stood in there with Lesnar, and got the shit kicked out of him.
During the first part of the match, I was like feeling bad for Cena because I was saying in my mind, this is the WWE's, you know, golden child. You don't really need to be out there trying to bust him open and have him miss time. And the match ended with, I guess Cena wore his Thugonomics chain to the ring, and he ended up using it and hit Brock with it over the head, and then he picked him up and did a attitude adjustment onto the steel steps that were in the middle of the ring, and got the 1, 2, 3. And oh yeah, then earlier in the match, Brock Lesnar had Cena's arm in the armbar or whatever, so Cena had to sell his arm was injured. And then after the match was over, Brock was out of the ring. Cena got on the mic and thanked the Chicago crowd, saying they don't haven't always liked him, but he puts on a damn good show. And my arm's halfway not working. Looks like I'm gonna be taking some time off here. I was like, man, you ain't injured. Trying to sell. He's trying to sell like he's injured.
Like, you ain't hurt.
Yeah, tomorrow he gonna take some time off. And what happens?
Next night, they said he was gonna wrestle at the next pay-per-view.
Of course. Because the man don't take time off.
Yeah, that was
what came in my mind was the Nexus angle. Where he had to join them, and that lasted like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
right.
And then he was supposed to be fired or whatever.
But yeah, he was fired, and that didn't even last a week.
So that's just typical Cena. And now for the next pay per view, he's going to take on John Laurinaitis.
Happened on Monday.
Yeah, he got beat up. Cena got beat up by Lord Tensai, Albert. And then Laurinaitis said your next opponent will be me. So you're telling me that John Cena, who doesn't have the WWE Championship, will probably main event a pay-per-view where he will take on a non-wrestler.
He main evented Extreme Rules.
Hey, who's a non-wrestler?
But at least it's Brock Lesnar, who, a couple months ago was main eventing UFC pay-per-views.
And Brock wore his UFC gear to the ring.
Yeah, he got sponsorships and all that stuff on his tights, I heard. So, that was the WWE's Extreme Rules pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Glad we didn't waste money on it.
Huh. Oh, yeah. I had to work anyway, so I couldn't even watch it. So, but I'll probably see it later on, maybe legally. Anyway, go into a little movie talk. Think Like a Man won again for the weekend. It got $18 million, and so far has earned $60.9 million.
Cool.
Yeah, that'll end this weekend, but they had a nice run.
Yeah. But $60 million for that movie is actually really, really good. It really is.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure it cost probably about maybe 10 or 15 to make.
It probably wasn't a whole lot to make it, but
I'm glad I'm always down for movies where we're not cooning or playing basketball or being rappers or right. just normal regular people that there are black people like that,
Yeah. I mean, pretty much us. We don't do any of that stuff.
Nope.
Just podcast.
Yeah. This is it. The new movies over the weekend were The Pirates, Band of Misfits. It took in 11.4. The other new movies were The 5-Year Engagement and Safe, starring my wife's boy Jason Statham. It was number 6 for the weekend, and it only took in $7.7 million.
Damn, Jason.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Yep. But pretty much it was Think Like a Man 1, Pirates 2, Lucky One 3, Hunger Games was 4. 5-Year Engagement. Oh, that was the other new movie, and it disappointed too.
Who's in that?
I think that was the one with Jason Segel.
Yeah.
Is it Emily,
Emily Blunt? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Emily Blunt's in there too.
Yeah, so it kind of disappointed, but I think through some financing deal, it may not lose too much money.
I will.
And then Safe was 6, Raven was 7, Chimpanzee was 8, Three Stooges was 9. Has anyone seen that movie?
Chimpanzee?
No, Three Stooges.
I haven't seen it, but I've read a couple of reviews, and they say it's good, so, you know.
Yeah, I've heard it's funny, but I actually haven't heard one person who said they've seen it.
Oh, yeah, okay. But I always thought it was a bad idea to do a Three Stooges movie now anyway. So they should have did that back when Hollywood was doing, you know, the Brady Bunch and Flintstones and all that shit. Mm-hmm. That's they should have did it, but it might have made some money then.
Yeah. Well, so far it's taken about $37 million, and The Cabin in the Woods was the number 10 movie for the weekend. Yeah. All right. In other news, yesterday on Monday the 30th, a new Dark Knight Rises trailer was debuted online. So far, it gave a few more clues as far as what was going on with the plot of the movie. We heard Bane clearly. You got a few more scenes with Catwoman, and Bruce Wayne went down a hole. What'd you guys think of it?
Like I said, I liked it. I thought it was, you know, it definitely, I'm going to be excited for this movie anyway. So, you know, but you know, it was nice to see, you know, a few more scenes, you know, with Catwoman, and we're actually able to understand Bane now.
I was wondering who is Jake. Whatever Gordon Levitt character is supposed to be.
I don't know.
What's his first name? Joseph. I keep wanting to call him Jason.
Yeah, it's Joseph. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, there are rumors abound of who he is. So, you know, I've heard everything from Robin to Nightwing. I just heard Azrael like a couple weeks ago. It's like, really?
Yeah, that may be kind of reaching, but you never know. It could be a different. It may not be the Azrael as we know him.
Right.
You know.
So you know, we'll see. You know, we will see. I'm definitely excited for the film, though.
Yeah, I watched it. I was just like, yeah, some of the same stuff I saw before. There was nothing, you know, that I was like, whoa. I mean, it's a Batman movie. So even The Dark Knight, its trailers didn't have me where I was like mouth wide open after seeing it.
Right. Yeah. Right. You know, and like I said, you know, with Christopher Nolan movies, his trailers are just a collection of images. You have no idea what the movie is about until you actually see the movie.
You know, the finale, Chris Nolan's final chapter in the Dark Knight saga.
That's all you know.
Right. So, and we will wait for Warner Brothers to make their announcements on who's taking over what, you know, so.
Yeah, that'll come years later.
Watch it. I promise you it's going to be in 2 years. Watch.
In other news, we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, business. Well, not business as far as, you know, Wall Street, but talking about movie business. By the looks of it, the rise of home entertainment has gone up for the first time in years. Basically, there is a decline in DVD sales, but there is a sharp rise in Blu-ray sales. And I know Larry is just so ecstatic about it.
Yes, I am. Even though I knew this would happen anyway, you know. But go ahead.
They did say, well, basically everything as far as Blu-ray has gone up. TV on Blu-ray has soared 54%, while Blu-ray disc of catalog movies has gone up 27%. this rental is going down, especially at, you know, your brick and mortar, your Blockbusters. I mean, people just aren't renting from those anymore, I don't think. More people are going to Netflix, but then Netflix is actually got a decrease. But the thing is, with Netflix, what they're saying is the people that were just getting disc now are just getting their movies through the streaming service. So streaming service has also risen as well. But they did say that kiosk rentals have gone up, which is mostly Redbox, you know, kiosk. But yeah, so that's always good. And they said the Ultraviolet, the studio back cloud based digital locker, so to speak, grew to 2 million accounts in the first quarter alone. Do you know anything about Ultraviolet, Larry? Because I really don't.
Yeah. It was exactly what it is. It's a cloud-based, instead of having a digital copy that you put on your computer or your iPad or whatever, you actually set up an account, your Ultraviolet account. Any movie that comes with the Ultraviolet code, you enter it in, it sits in your cloud, you can watch it. If you can access Ultraviolet on your television, you can watch it there, or your phone, your mobile device, your tablet. You know, that's basically all it is. It's depending on which studio you get Ultraviolet movie from, like all the Warner Brothers. If you get a Warner Brother Blu-ray that, or DVD that has an Ultraviolet, you know, copy, you will use a Flixster app on your phone or iPad, tablet, whatever. But then you have like Paramount, who has their own website set up for their Ultraviolet movies, where you go to their website and access your movies, you know, on your mobile device, iPad, if you can, on your television. Personally, I am not a big fan of it. I mean, it's because it's a wee bit too complicated, you know, because it's too many places you have to go to get your movies. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? To watch your movies, because you can go to the Ultraviolet website and all your movies are listed there, but you have to watch them through either a different website or a different app. I think it would be best if the Ultraviolet site itself, you could watch it there. You know, but that's all it is. Just a cloud-based system. It holds your movies up there in the cloud.
And then the movies you own, you said, right?
Yeah, you own those. Like I said, whenever you buy a Blu-ray, like I said, Blu-ray or DVD that has an Ultraviolet, you know, Ultraviolet movie copy in there in the packaging, you know, that's your movie. You own that movie forever.
How do you view it through an app?
Huh?
How do you view the movie?
The Flixster app, right?
Yeah, either the Flixster app.
Okay, yeah, I've seen that Flixster before.
Or like I said, Paramount, because I just got Ghost Protocol. Paramount has their own website where you go to watch your Ultraviolet copies. That's pretty much the gist of it, you know.
Okay.
I mean, you know, that's how it's going to be, though. I mean, maybe they'll get the thing right, you know, with maybe their own little app.
Yeah, I think to make it easier for you to just hit that app and then you watch your movies, you know, instead of, you know, having to have an extra an additional app that has that you have to watch them on.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of people who don't like Flixster, you know, but it's whatever. Now there is talk about the Ultraviolet copies. At some point in time, after a certain period of time, you won't be able to access the movies anymore. I don't know how true that is.
Yeah, I can see them mysteriously disappearing one day.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, maybe about 2-3, maybe 4-5, you know, 4 years down the road, you just up and look at your ultraviolet account, and then all your then the movies, hey, my Green Lantern isn't in here anymore. What's up with that? You know, but, you know, and like I said, but, you know, that was the cool thing about digital copies. Once you put it in the computer, it was yours. You couldn't use that disc anymore, use the code with it anymore.
Right.
You couldn't transfer it. You can't transfer. I mean, the digital copies, you can't watch on anything except the thing that you put it on.
Right. Like if you know, put it in iTunes or whatever, you can put it on your pad.
Yeah, if you put it in iTunes, now iTunes is the only way with a digital copy that you can watch it, say, on your iPhone, because you can access your iTunes account to watch it. Mm-hmm. You know, if you just put it on your PC, it's going to sit where you put it.
Dang. Well, that's a dirt. Now, that's kind of messed up.
Right.
You know, especially, you know, you have a lot of people that, you know, I bought this movie.
Right. You bought it. You can't take it anywhere. Mm-hmm. You know. You know, but that, like I'm saying, that's what ultraviolet was trying to get away from. But people, it was having like, you know, were having a hard time trying to, you know, having a hard time like dealing with ultraviolet. They didn't, like I said, because it was a big controversy that you know, because the way the wording on the ultraviolet website is, it was saying you couldn't access the movie on the disc that you bought if you didn't sign up for an ultraviolet account, which was not the case. So, you know.
All right. No, thanks for that, man. Like I said, I wasn't totally sure on how that process worked, but at least I got it.
Yeah.
And now you know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Real quick to reality TV news. Excuse me. There was a singing competition that was going to be on ABC coming in May called Duets. It's nothing real big. It will star Kelly Clarkson, John Legend, Robin Thicke, and Jennifer Nettles as mentors who will search for singers to duet with them as they perform in front of a live studio audience with your boy Cute. Is his name Cutis? Will serve as the host
from MTV.
Yep.
Light skinned cat from MTV from all them years ago. I ain't seen that cat in a minute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going to be the host. The reason I brought it up was that originally Lionel Richie was supposed to be a mentor, but he had to drop out due to a schedule problem, and that's where John Legend got put into it. So it's just another musical reality show that I'll probably not watch.
Right.
All right. And the only thing I had was a HBO was going to do a pilot with Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson. It's an anthology cop show. And it's going to be 8 episodes that HBO ordered for it. And basically that's it. If you ever want to know what those two were up to. Yeah, I figured y'all probably wouldn't care much about that.
Not at all.
Yeah.
But all right. The next thing, a lot of what we have is some more TV talk and discussion. Did you want to talk about the possibility that the Nintendo 3DS is being killed by, could possibly be killed by the iPhone eventually, Tim, or no?
I mean, yeah, most people, if they're playing handheld gaming, it's on their whatever phone they have, whether it's Android or iPhone. An iPhone really, like every improvement in the iOS operating system has brought more and more gaming functionality to it. Like they have Game Center now where you have user account is saved, and like a lot of popular gaming apps, you can share your information and stuff through the Gaming Center. Like if you play games where you play against another person, you can sort of like go on the Gaming Center and have your buddy list and see who has the most points in like Angry Birds or whatever other popular game is out now. So why carry a Nintendo 3DS around as a separate device when a lot of the games you mostly play anywhere are on your phone?
Yeah, or your tablet.
Yeah,
yeah. I think Nintendo would be, I think what they should do is just come up with some type of game that is exclusive to mobile phones and then go, you know, expand the market that way. I mean, a lot of people have been saying that maybe they should have put like a Pokemon game or something that could be, you know, played on an iPhone, just as a suggestion, but, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about something this at work about Apple's thing about going into the mobile phone bit, like not mobile phone, but the mobile phone carrier.
What, being its own carrier?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
Which, wow. I'm not sure that would be the best idea.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, because then Apple and Verizon will come back and be like, okay, we'll just stop selling the iPhone then.
Right.
And you can sell it on your own, your own carrier.
Exactly.
No, yeah, but, and, you know, I mean, I just see problems with the fact that, you know, now you're talking about people may not be able to get the iPhone depending on where they live, you know, due to, you know, I guess cell phone signals and stuff like that.
Right. Like I look at it kind of like what Tim said. I mean, you know, if they come out with their own, mobile service, any new iPhone will sit with them and be exclusive to them for at least a year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's gonna piss off AT&T and that's gonna piss off Verizon. They were like, okay, well, hell, you know, we got all these Androids. You keep your damn iPhone. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if you want to, I mean, I personally wouldn't do it because it could kill the iPhone. It probably could. But, you know, because I don't know if anybody's going to want to, you know, break the contracts with AT&T and Verizon just to keep an iPhone and go to Apple. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I
mean, something like that is so big. That could be one of those things we look back 10 years from now and say, well, that's how come Apple fell off.
Right.
So.
And then on top of that, you know, hell, the iPad would be exclusive to them. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you got all this. They might want to think on that one just a little bit. I don't know about that one, fellas.
Yeah.
You know. I am waiting on the television though. I just want to see what it's gonna look like. I'm really curious.
$3,000.
Yeah, for a 27-inch TV.
27-inch.
It's like, wow. It's like,
this TV is
bright and pretty.
And you know what? People are gonna be like, man, that's a whole bunch of bullshit as they pull out their wallets. You know what? I wouldn't pay. You know that they got me now. I mean, I just, and as they pull out their wallet to pay for the thing, this thing better be worth it.
I think. Well, you know, with televisions, I think it'll be a little bit different because with television, size is everything. You know, they try and charge, you know, $2,500 for a 32-inch TV. People are gonna balk at that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When you can spend $2,500 and get a 60-inch, you know, I mean.
Yeah, especially when I can, like, stick to Samsung and LG and still have a nice-ass TV.
Yeah.
Right.
You know. But, I mean, it's one of those things I've always said about Apple. It's like, I mean, the fact when the iPod was out, years and years and years ago, that thing was so expensive. And you could get any MP3 player way cheaper. Like, you could pay 25% of what it costs for an iPod. And people were still getting iPods. I don't know what it is, man. They hypnotize you or something until you get one. You're like, oh, you know.
I mean, you know, like I said, that's I understand that that works for something like that, but who gonna pay? Like, okay, if somebody say, if you go to the store and you send in there, your budget is $3,000. I'm gonna get me a TV at $3,000, and you go in there, and you see the iPanel, which is the name of Apple's TV, and it's $3,000 and it's 32 inches, but you look to your right, and next to it is a Samsung that's 65 inches. There's an LED smart TV that is $3,000. Which one would you buy? I mean, TVs is always going to be sized. That's you know, and no one's going to spend $3,000 on a damn 32-inch smart TV. I don't give a damn what it does. I don't give a damn who makes it. You know, nobody's going to do that. But that's just my opinion, though.
And he's sticking with it. I did have one more thing for movies. WWE had partnered with a French company to produce a movie that translates to Queen of the Ring. It's basically about a mother who looks to strengthen her bond with her estranged son. So she decides to become a WWE diva because he's a WWE fan.
What? I didn't catch any of that, but it sounded weird and convoluted. Is this some WWE film?
Well, basically, it was produced by a French movie company, and basically it's about a mom who has a son that, you know, is kind of estranged. You know, they don't have a good relationship, but he's a WWE fan. So she decides, well, I'll become a WWE diva and maybe we'll grow closer.
That sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
Who the fuck want to see that?
It's straight to video, right?
Probably so.
More news. The Miz is going to be in the Marine.
Yes, that's right. That did happen. I just heard about that too.
Miz is back.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Before the pay per view Sunday, he took on Santino Marella for the United States Championship and lost. It was a dark match.
It was a YouTube match.
Oh yeah, it was YouTube.
Because that network of theirs is never going to get made.
Never. At this rate, no.
Never.
But yeah, supposedly CM Punk, Eve, and The Miz filmed their scenes while they were on a tour in Paris recently. So, you know, that's another WWE project that's coming down the pipes.
No thanks.
You sure? I mean, it could be one of those a heartwarming movie, and you need to be, if you're one of the few in the privilege to go see this film about Queen of the Ring.
Oh, you mean the few in the privilege that will see it on Monday, but by Friday it'll be in Walmart.
Walmart. So Walmart 2-for-1. Buy this, get See No Evil free.
You know, buy this, get Marine 1, 2, and 3 for free.
No thanks. I don't know. Not how on my list of shit to see.
Mm-hmm. Wait, but what WWE movie is?
Yeah.
None of them, actually. Except No Holds Barred, because No Holds Barred is coming to Blu-ray real soon. I can't wait. I'm actually going to buy it. I'm sorry. Gotta have it. I gotta have it.
Rip them, brother.
Rip them.
I love it. I can't wait.
Well, did you want to take a break before we got into the TV stuff, Tim? Heavy TV stuff?
Yeah, we can take a break.
All right.
We're breaking.
We'll be right back with more of the Click Nation.
But to be the man, you gotta beat the man. And I'm saying, woo, right here. In Nashville, Tennessee, pal, I'm the man. Ric Flair and Steamboat, you're gonna be mine! Woo!
I'm the genetic freak, and size doesn't matter. But that statement means genes come through whether I'm into me or out of me. See, all of my freaks horizontal, they understand size, they appreciate size, and size does matter, and they know that they don't have to wait
rotate on a 47 degree axis so the stars can touch the sky and create an equinox so they can see the Big Dipper. No. All they gotta do is call Big Papa, because I'm the man with the Big Dipper, and satisfaction's coming when I go behind and do the bump and grind. And it's only a matter of time before they call me the Big Bad Booty Daddy. So Dipper, realize this, I only care about two things in this world, my freaks and my peaks. And when I beat your bald ass down at 4:00, and I'm about to put you in a standard recliner, I'm gonna whisper in your ear, size does matter, bitch.
We take what we want, and after we take like Ruger, and it's time we want the gold, sucker. Hulk Hogan, we come for you, nigga, for you, nigga, for you, nigga, for you, nigga, for you, nigga.
And welcome back to the Click Nation podcast. And I believe now we're going to go into some more in-depth TV talk.
Yeah, it'll be a little TV talk that hopefully will bring up some good discussion with us. You know, we'll put our opinions out there. I did want to talk about in a couple of weeks the TV networks are going to do their upfronts where they're going to basically say this is our final lineup for the coming year. And there, you know, of course, there's talks about the shows that are, you know, going to be on the bubble due to the fact that, you know, it's that time.
Yeah, but say summer shows are about to start.
Yeah, and that's weird as to now, because it used to be they would have a show and that show would, you know, they'd air all the episodes, you know, with reruns in between, and then, you know, they have the season finale, and then they would do the then during the summer you'd watch reruns. But now it's like
summer is a whole new season.
Yeah.
It's fall, winter. Fall, winter, summer. Or yeah. Spring. I guess it's...
Well, winter you could count as your mid-season replacement shows.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Right. So, excuse me. I mean, that's how it is now. But there's a possibility... Now, the regular CSI show apparently has been renewed for another season.
Uh-huh. Who show?
But... CSI, the main CSI show, because technically CSI Las Vegas, but it's the first one. It's been renewed and it's going to come back next year because it did good coming on, switching from Thursday to Wednesday. Person of interest, the reason I bring up CSI is because there's a chance that the other two CSI shows may actually come to an end this year. CSI New York is, of course, I think the lowest rated one, and it always has. So it may come to an end this year. They're talking about CSI Miami either will end this year or it may end next year, but with a lower season total, just to, you know, kind of finish off the storyline. The main reason the ratings are okay is just the fact that, the show costs a little more to produce, and it's been on for I don't even know how many years.
Man, CSI Miami has been on probably 9 years. It's been a while. Yeah.
So you know, it's more expensive, and if it's in Miami, you know, if it's actually filmed there, yeah, it's probably a lot more expensive. I mean, hell, it looks, you know, the show just looks expensive.
Yeah, that it does.
Yeah, they keep CSI going, but they wanted to cancel my Fastlane show on Fox. That costs like $1 million per show or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
Yeah.
It's been gone long enough, so.
Doesn't seem as much anymore.
I've got the first season on DVD. I'm good.
I'm not a real fan, but House is going to end this year.
This year.
So, yeah.
I'm just bullshitting.
But the thing is, there's nothing really to go in the slot for Monday because Terra Nova got canceled.
When is that? Fox has that show, Touch, is it?
Yeah, they were talking about that may actually go in. I think it was airing on Thursday.
Well, it hasn't even aired yet. Unless it has it started? Well, actually, it might be on already. I just don't know it.
What show is this?
Touch. It's one with Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think it's been going. It started.
Oh wow, I totally missed it. I was supposed to be recording it and everything.
Yeah.
Oh well. Yeah, it's another hour long show. So I try not to record too many of those because I never make time to go back and watch them.
It's on Thursday, 9 p.m.
Yeah. It's I think the creator of Heroes is the creator of this show, and it is almost exactly like Heroes, except it's just like one person with superpowers, really, technically.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good show, decent show.
Mm-hmm. So there's a chance that could move to Monday. For all the geeks out there, Fringe was renewed for a final season, the fifth season, and it will only be for 13 episodes. So you know, I watched the entire first season and most of the second, and you know, from here on out, I would watch here and there, but the show kind of gotten weirder and weirder.
I give House props for making it this long. I really haven't watched much of it. I've caught reruns and stuff like that. But I remember when it first came out, I was just like, typical Fox show. Yeah, it won't last.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, of course your girl, New Girl, or your show New Girl, Tim, got renewed.
Of course it did.
They were talking about trying to figure out what would go with it. What's her name? Mindy Kaling. She has a pilot.
Yeah, I heard about that.
For Fox, and you know, if it gets picked up, it may get put in there. So that's pretty much. You know, of course, NBC. I mean, it's dead last, it seems. So they're trying to figure out what they're going to do. Smash and Grimm have already been renewed. SVU or Law and Order SVU, they're talking about they're negotiating to get it for it's been on 14 years.
Damn.
those shows just have a life of their own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the audience is there and they're pretty much not going to turn away from it. And they can attract more new people anyway, so kudos to them. Of course, we talked about on a previous show about Office. Possibly not bowing out, but you know, it may look totally different next year, and a possible spinoff for Dwight Schrute. Parks and Rec are probably going to come back, as well as 30 Rock, and they said 30 Rock may be in its last year next year. Yeah, and Community is not one of the best rated shows at the network, but it has a loyal fan base that they just may appease and keep it on the air for another year.
For some reason, I have a suspicion that it won't make it to next season.
Oh, yeah.
It came back. It started back last month, and I usually try to watch them like the same week they come out, and I'm like a couple of weeks behind now, and I'm just like watching them like, eh. I don't know what it is about all the like that and Parks and Rec is funny too. I need to make time to watch them.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, is keeping an eye on NBC, which I didn't know this, but well, Whitney, which I didn't watch, but I've heard so much bad stuff about it, I didn't even try to bother watching it. Along with Up All Night, which I have watched and I love it. I thought it was like one of my you know, it's like the one new show that I stuck out with. But the chances of them coming back are basically 50-50. So I hate that. So we'll see. Of course, CW's, there's talk about they're going to cancel Ringer, Secret Circle, and Heart of Dixie.
I remember I tried recording Heart of Dixie and never really made time again to watch the shows.
Do you watch Heart of Dixie?
Well, I recorded them but never watched them when it first debuted, and then I finally just deleted them all and got rid of the season pass because I was like, yeah, I'm not going to make any time to try to watch this. It has the chick in it.
Joe Bilson. Oh, because of the OC. Because of the OC.
Yeah, I like the OC.
Oh, God.
Wait, that show got canceled too early.
I didn't watch it. So.
Well, it's back on the air. It's called 90210.
I try to watch that. Is that on now? Let me see. It was like on Mondays.
What?
Actually,
Tim and his nighttime soaps.
Yeah, the minute I turn to CW, I see some chick with
big LA Complex on. Is on, which is their new.
Yeah, what is this
show? I don't know. It has a black dude on it. You have to watch it.
Oh. I see a big bosomed white chick on here.
Hey, big titty white girls. Hey,
get with it. I'm sorry.
Now I see frail chicks.
But they did say, but the CW possibly is going to have a redo of Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, I heard about that. Mm-hmm.
A Sex and the City prequel. Ugh. And of course, Green Arrow.
I really don't want to
see
that.
Do the Green Arrow still?
Yeah,
they are.
And now I wanted to get to, I was reading an article yesterday on Variety.com about basically the fact that black is the new green. And it was mainly talking about the four new African-American networks that were launching. What happened was that Comcast, when they acquired NBC Universal, they had to make an agreement to launch 10 minority-owned channels over the next 8 years. Four of them are four owned by black owners, and there's going to be two coming up owned by Latinos. But the ones owned by black owners are Bounce TV. These are going to be, so far they're being broadcast on digital tiers by Fox affiliates and other TV stations. It's geared towards older viewers that aren't going to be pleased with BET or probably TV One. But they will broadcast black college sports from historically black colleges. They will also do original shows eventually with stand-up and sketch shows and music videos and that type of thing.
Uh-huh.
Aspire, this is owned by Magic Johnson and a group of investors. The game plans to feature economically produced original programming each night. Will be dedicated to a different genre, such as documentaries, that type of thing. Documentaries, movies, dramas, that type of thing, each hosted by a different celebrity.
Uh-huh.
Soul of the South, it will basically be a local network TV station just aimed at a black audience. I think its main markets are in the Southeast and I think New York. I forgot. I saw it on the website. I missed it. Last but not least is Revolt. This channel is owned by or being run by Sean Diddy P. Diddy Puff Daddy Combs. It will be on the air in 2013. It's going to focus on mainly music and pop culture. And that's basically the four networks. It's just a shame that the main thing I want to talk about is the fact that you really don't see a whole lot of black programming on the major networks. It seems like we have to be shuffled off to a channel, even though we have a lot of buying power. I forgot it's nearly $1 billion worth of buying power that African Americans, black people, have. So, and it says that we watch a lot of TV, so it just seems odd. Well, something I found in the article that shocked me was the fact that basically they felt that, you know, black people would only watch what is now lumped in with the general audience, and for the most part, they're satisfied with what they see on TV, which I don't know. I just don't see that. I think there's still a chance that there could be black shows that could be done good, like Larry said, not a whole bunch of what do you call it? Well, I'll say buffoonery or whatever. No, yeah. That's not a Tyler Perry show. And
speaking of Tyler Perry, supposedly his studio is on fire right now.
What?
The alarm blaze is going on in Southwest Atlanta, supposedly at his studio, I guess.
Wow. Damn. Hopefully everyone's okay.
Yep.
But yeah. Like I said, I think there's still a chance for, you know, black programming to be out there. Okay. You know, I think the last major one I can think of was that show Undercovers? That had Boris.
Yeah, it had Boris Cujo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was
there's a Kerry Washington's new show.
Oh yeah, Scandal. That's actually good.
People go crazy over Scandal online.
It's a good show. It's a very good show because, you know, but you know, we all love Kerry, you know, Black Lois Lane. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But you know, I mean, this is my thing. I would like to see more African Americans in starring roles on major networks, starring in their own shows on major networks. We get relegated to supporting characters a lot on a lot of these shows. We're the best friend, just that token black person on the show. I mean, like Scandal, for instance, that's Kerry Washington's show.
Yes.
You know, I mean, so, you know, and I'm glad that people are responding to it like they are, you know, because, I mean, like I said, number one, it's an excellent show. And, you know, like, I mean, it's always good to see black people doing in a positive role where we're not, you know, because, you know, regardless of what year it is, we are still cast as the thug, the drug dealer, you know. Or if we're doing something, or we're in a comedy and we're the best friend,
has to say like something like, well, at least it ain't like the '90s. On RBR, Weekly Wrestling Talk, Will, the host, his brother used to be, as he said, in every black sitcom in the '90s, and he said one time his brother was relegated to one line. It was something like, yeah. Yeah, like that ain't right or something like that, and right. you know Matt was like,
huh? In the stereotypical black voice, that ain't right.
Yeah, something like that, and then you know Matt was like, he might as well just said damn or something like that.
Exactly. He might as well. I mean, really, you see though. I mean, still I see that. You know. Oh, you might as well sit back there, dynamite and all that shit. You know, you might as well do that in some of these roles that, you know, that we're in, you know, and even worse than us are Latinos. Latinos catch more hell than we do. And let's not even talk about Native Americans. They are a no show on network television.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Man, you know, there's a good chance that Scandal will be back. So that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
At least people are watching it.
Right.
But yeah, I'm hopefully we'll see these networks. And hopefully, I as much as I, you know, give Diddy flack, I hope he succeeds. I just, you know, I'm curious on what this is going to be like.
Yeah, I'm really curious about his channel. You know, just to see what he's gonna do. Is it gonna turn to BET 2.0, or is he gonna actually try and do something, you know, meaningful, you know. I mean, you can, it's always, you know, it's, you can play your little videos, your little Waka Flocka Flames and whoever those people are, you know, but, you know, let's do some good shit. Let's do some shit where we, like I said, we ain't all shucking and jiving and, you know, cooning it up. You know, let's do some meaningful shit.
Yep, that's the plan. And, you know, of course, I don't really watch BET. I haven't really heard people talking about the newer shows they have. I've seen, you know, of course, The Game. Thanks to BET, The Game wouldn't have gotten renewed or picked up for another season.
Well,
revived on the network.
Yeah, The Game was canceled.
Yeah,
and BET picked it up. I think the show sucks. It sucked then and it sucks now, but you know, that's, I'm gonna catch some flack for that, but I don't give a fuck.
I mean, it was odd when I saw it on, when it was a CW or whatever, and you know, and another travesty I find is that Girlfriends never got a final episode, but that's something else.
True. Girlfriends is the show that should have got picked up, BET.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, go ahead.
But, yeah, I mean, something about The Game, watching it in on BET, basically it was after the show was canceled and done. It was just the fact that, I don't know, I got hooked into the story for some reason. I'm like, oh, God. Because before, I hated it. I watched a few episodes. And I was like, I do not like this crap. Right. And I just got wound up getting hooked on the story again. And I've watched a few episodes of the show, the BET produced version. And, you know, I mean, it's, you know, it's not enough to keep me watching. I don't know. And there was another show that was after it called, I forgot what it was. Damn, what's the name of it? Let's Stay Together.
Right.
And, you know, it was all right.
Right.
You know, it was basically, you know, but it does feature a cast of people that are successful black people. You know, and...
Who play sports? No,
they're just successful people. You know, they...
Oh, you're talking about Let's Stay Together. Oh, yeah. They're like lawyers and doctors, which is like, you know, just regular old people. The Game is...
Oh, yeah, they play sports.
Right. It's like, okay.
What do you think, Tim Dog?
You know.
What I miss?
Wow. Okay.
Had a phone call.
Yeah, we've been referring to your absence so much, so you are unable to edit it out now.
Oh, that's less work for me then.
But no, we were just shooting shit, talking about going to see Avengers and the fact that it is a 2D conversion to 3D instead of a true 3D movie.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Man, doesn't matter.
Sorry, man. Fuck it. I'm going to go see it in 3D anyway.
You didn't put any spoilers or anything in there that I have to chop out, did you?
No.
Okay.
No, I just told everybody if they want to know who's in the post-credit sequence, they should go find an article about and look at the pictures of the props from the Avengers movie that was put up from Comic-Con, and there's a prop, one particular prop that will tell you exactly who's in the post-credit scenes.
Did you want to weigh in on any of the black, black shows and black networks? Did you have anything you wanted to add to it?
Surprise, Tyler Perry doesn't have his own network already. I guess you can say TBS is his network.
Well, don't worry. It might happen soon. What do you think?
And yeah, I don't have too much more to add. If there's more likely, I won't even get these networks initially anyway. And I'll only watch if there's something entertaining on them to watch.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as of right now, you know, a lot of them are just rerunning old shows anyway, you know, because most networks do that anyway. They got to supplement their programming. And eventually they'll have their own identity. You know, it could be they will wind up being something like Centric or BET.
Uh-huh.
You know. But we'll see.
Yes.
Only the future will tell.
So what else did you have?
Did I already mention the Flintstones thing? Was that on there or?
No, we were talking about that off the air.
Well, Seth MacFarlane's looks like the Flintstones reboot or reimagination for the 21st century is probably going to be put on hold for the time being. He did produce, I don't know if he produced a pilot or a script, but according to what was said is that when they gave it to the executives at Fox, they liked it, they didn't love it, and therefore basically Seth MacFarlane is busy as hell right now. He's got three shows and he's got a movie coming up, so and I think there was something else that they were talking about him being involved in, so he pretty much just had to shift focus, you know, to other things. And, you know, basically a lot of the people he had to shuffle them on to American Dad, you know, and that type of thing, so they'll have work.
Yeah.
Well, supposedly he has a science show coming out called Cosmos.
Cosmo mm-hmm. Kramer?
No, not Kramer. No. But I one thing I do want to mention, and you know, I think as far as black TV shows, I feel with my heart of heart that basically back in the day when Fox had their Thursday night comedies, they had Martin and New York Undercover, and I don't know what else was on, but I could contend that those shows were some of the best. Oh, and Living Single. Some of the best shows on TV, and they could probably contend with anything at that time. That's just me.
Oh, that's true. I get you that. Martin's probably, I have yet to find a sitcom that I thought was as funny as Martin yet.
People online debate Martin or Fresh Prince, which one was better.
Oh, Martin was better. Martin was way better. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Fresh Prince. That was my show, but I think Martin was the better show.
Yeah,
just in terms of being able to push the envelope, and you know, because I mean, he was over at Fox, he had a lot more freedom to do whatever the hell he wanted mm-hmm. on that show, you know. But I think just in terms of like you know characters he came up with and you know stuff he did on the show, I think Martin was the better show.
I think so too. I mean, I don't watch the reruns. Like I used to, but you know, I could contend that. I remember going to school and coming home on Friday, or going to school on Friday, and all we would do was talk about Martin in the hallway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he played all the different characters too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you could always have the debate who was your favorite character Martin played.
Right.
And the show that I can still watch in reruns, I watch Living Single every now and then on TV One. But and New York Undercover, I think, comes on Centric now, so I catch it, you know, every now and then, and I'll still get hooked on it and just be watching it.
Oh yeah, just love that show. That show was the greatest, and every week you always couldn't wait to the end to see who was going to be singing. At the club, and what old school song they were going to be singing. The
problem now is there's not that many comedies even out on TV.
Yeah, I mean the sitcom has pretty much almost died. I mean you still have some on,
you have them on CBS.
There's certain nights. It's not like it used to be. You could have sitcoms on multiple nights, but now it's like it's like on some it could be relegated to like on CBS it's like like Monday. Well, they have two nights. They have Monday night and they have Thursday night. And then the rest are one-hour dramas. And then Fox has, I think, just one night. Yeah, Fox just has
Tuesday, I guess. I'm assuming since that's when New Girl comes on.
Yeah. And then one, they have Glee on, and then they have Glee, then they have New Girl and Raisin' Hope, mm-hmm. and even the CW, I think, does it? They don't have one. They don't. I don't think so.
No, no. I'm looking at Miss anyway.
Yeah.
Well, Person of Interest is coming back next season. That shows the lovely Taraji P. Henson.
That is a good show. Everybody, don't sleep on that show. That show is actually very, very good. Very, 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 very smart show.
Mm-hmm.
You should, everybody should look at that show. That's a great show. I love that show.
Yeah, you know. I haven't watched any of it.
Right. And I don't look at TV, so.
How are you watching it then?
Huh?
I said, how are you watching it?
Because I watch it. That's the only one of the few shows I look at on TV. That and Scandal. That's pretty much it.
Scandal. I'm gonna try to catch up with Scandal eventually. ABC.com. Watch it through the Google TV.
Yeah. I mean, at least the only network that I don't think does anything online is CBS. Those jerks.
Well, yes, they do.
They do?
They do?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have to find it then.
CBS stuff online.
Yeah.
I didn't know they did anything because I know CBS and, ABC and NBC and Fox.
Yeah, CBS
Fox,
does.
Well, they do stuff through Hulu.
Yeah. But yeah, that's how I used to catch up on all my CSI episodes when I used to look at CSI all the time. And I would miss them. I would watch them online.
Oh, okay. And I will have to check that out. I may do that right now.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, I want to, for all you movie fans out there and Tolkien fans out there, they just this past weekend, they some about 10-15 minutes of The Hobbit was screened, and if anyone doesn't know, The Hobbit is being filmed in 48 frames per second. The standard for motion pictures is 24 frames per second. So by essentially doubling frames per second, the film will have a smoother, more fluid look to it. In other words, if you have a television that does a motion flow kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
and you turn it on, that's kind of sort of what the movie will look like. Probably not as extreme, but it'll look a little more, you know, a little more like real life kind of movement. But there was some mixed reactions. You know, people are saying that it looks essentially, you know, like a soap opera, looks like a video. You know,
you talking about just the look?
Yeah, just the look of it, just the look of it, how it moves, and that's direct effect of the 48 frames per second. So, you know, but yeah, but that is the thing. But you know, I will reserve my judgment because they have not shown any of that footage online because there's nothing now that you can actually look at for 48 frames per second on. In the home market yet, so it's going to be like I said, and you know, very few theaters that will be able to accommodate this. Most of your digital theaters, if your theater is are digital, they will be able to do it a little bit easier and a little cheaper than you know your theaters that still use film projectors. So you know. So we will reserve judgment until the movie comes out and all the color grading's been done, all the effects have been finished and all that good old stuff. So
yeah.
Just want to throw that out there for anyone who were interested.
Well, I think I had read something a couple of weeks ago about theaters were going to pretty much like the digital theater is pretty much going to be the standard from here on out anyway.
Digital, that will be the standard from here on out. Also, there are no, you know, motion picture camera companies, the companies that make the cameras that they film motion pictures with, they are not making film cameras anymore. They are all digital from here on out, which is kind of sad, you know. I kind of will, you know, eventually we'll lose that whole look, true look of a film, you know. I don't care, like I said, and it's like this, I don't care how much, you know, computer work you do to a digital film, it will still look like a digital film, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, most people can't really tell, you know.
As long as it looked pretty on my screen.
Right. But if you want a good idea of what a really, really beautiful one looks like, is Captain America. Captain America is filmed totally with digital cameras. And it looks, and you know, like I said, that is actually a pretty good indicator of how good, close to a film you can get it to look. So, to actual film you can get it to look.
Mm-hmm. Well,
anything else?
I think we're pretty good.
Might have hit our ending spot.
I think we have.
So, once again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. I forgot to do shout-outs last week, so definitely want to make sure I shout some people out tonight. My good friend and website designer, Brandy. You can find her on Twitter, BLR_productions. Hit her up if you want any type of graphic design work done. She does more than just websites. She does flyers and flyers for events, things of that nature. So give her a hit up. And I believe she also has a Facebook fan page. I'm sure if you search for BLR space Productions on Facebook, her site will come up. Some loyal listeners, Rhonda Moe, Get Off My Planet, Nick Jew, JD at General Geekcast. Check out his podcast. I believe it's generalgeekcast.buzzsprout.com. Hopefully I got that right off the top of my head. I am Big Ben 87, Tatum 216, Classic Materia over at the Coast of the Podcast. Another podcast I also guest, well, I'm not a guest host, I am a co-host on there. The Eclectic Discussion Podcast, and Eclectic himself is the host, and he has a bunch of different guests on each week. Check that out. It's on iTunes and Stitcher Radio, same with Cold Slither Podcast. The Underscoop Fire Crew, they have a podcast and website, underscoopfire.com. Miss Everything Nice. I think I'm done. Any shout outs you fellas want to give?
I want to shout out my boys Jeff and Pat, who Jeff's a loyal listener of the Click Nation podcast. They have their own little comedy skit page on YouTube, youtube.com/slapinyourface. SLAPPINYAFACE. I hope I'm spelling that right. If not, I will let Tim know, and hopefully he can put it on, you know, any kind of like on the website or stuff like that. But
I'll put something up on the website post with their information.
Cool. They are hilarious. One more time, shout out to Blu-ray. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a high-definition TV, stop robbing yourself of the beauty and the grandeur that is Blu-ray. Why the hell do you want to look at a DVD on a high-definition TV? It's stupid. It's redundant. Don't do it. Go invest in a Blu-ray player. You can get a really, really nice one for like $100 now. Yale.
All right. I'll give a shout out to Keish Holt and at Righteous Jew, and of course the wrestling show she co-hosts with as the Holt Foundation with Keith, the Ringtime Pro Wrestling podcast. Listened to that the other day. Need to figure out what they have to say about Extreme Rules. Shout out to a website I go to every now and then. Who is that hotatgirl.tumblr.com? Yeah, you can, if you ever want to find out any type of advertising, any girl that's been using advertising, you can go to that website and you can probably find it. Easily wind up wasting plenty of time. That's the Orbit girl from the T-Mobile commercials, just all types of stuff. And let's see what else. So, of course, shout out to one of my favorite podcasts, RBR Weekly Wrestling Talk. I listen to that every week. At the Matt Galloway, at Paul Griffin, and at Fizzucker on Twitter. Those cats, it's like, true enough, if you summed up all the wrestling they actually talk about, it would probably last 30 minutes to an hour. You get more entertainment for the other hour and a half just from them, just talking about everything from video games to TV to Power Rangers to everything else in between. So definitely give it a watch. And that's pretty much it.
Did I shout out our websites and social media stuff again? I did that at the beginning, but I'll do it again here.
Mm-hmm.
We have a website. Check it out. I have posted more on there. I put the Dark Knight trailer up on there, and I did a review of the first episode from season one of Young Justice Invasion, theclicknation.com. We have the Twitter at theclicknation, Facebook fan page, facebook.com/theclicknation, Google Plus page, search for Click Nation, and one of the iTunes and Stitcher Radio, of course. And that should do it for tonight's show. I am Tim D-O-double-G.
I am the Adam Black.
And I am Mr. Bounce.
And we are the Click Nation, signing off.
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay ass accent, them cheap ass cigars, your yuck mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you. Not no mercy, see the rain start the street. If you don't know, you better find out the